Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Record Club. We are here today. It is a nice summer day. I got the kids up in the Friend Dimension set playing some Mario Kart right now, and I'm just chilling at the office by myself. It's a nice summer day, and this album is a nice summer album. We are talking, of course, about Funkadelic's One Nation Under a Groove. Now, if you were like me, you couldn't find this fucking album anywhere. It was so hard to find. It wasn't on any streaming service. Most of us, I assume, had to find it on YouTube. And then it was like, when it's like Funkadelic full album, and then it's, you know, commercials in the middle of songs. It was terrible. A terrible listening experience until I found a playlist that was just like, the songs on their own, and then it was like 9 separate tracks, which is good, but Jesus, it was a lot of work to get this album. So apologize to everyone, but I guess there was some legal disputes with Funkadelic. Now, what did I learn about Funkadelic, Funk, P-Funk? What did I learn about it? Well, I learned a lot. Interesting enough, so George Clinton, which I knew that name, I could picture him even, but I didn't listen to a lot of his stuff. I heard an interview with him, and so there are two major, like, biggest funk bands, legendary funk bands, Parliament and Funkadelic. They are the same band. That is pretty much, not exact, but pretty close to being the exact same crew in both bands, and there were more of these of the same crew. They just released a ton of albums under different names, but they all worked on them together. And then in the George Clinton interview I listened to, he compared it to Wu-Tang Clan. He's like, yeah, we did that before Wu-Tang Clan did it, because, you know, they had their 36 Chambers album come out, and then they had, you know, all these other side projects come out, but they were all working on them together. It was all, you know, just throw everything at the wall and see what sticks and what becomes a hit. And I guess they're saying that they kind of originated that idea. So Parliament and Funkadelic, everyone just says Parliament Funkadelic. Parliament is on Apple Music and Spotify and iTunes. Funkadelic is not. So that was a little frustrating. it was a pain in the ass. But I think there was something with Warner Brothers has the rights to, they signed with different labels for these different bands, which I don't know how they got away with that either. That's kind of wild. But yeah, so, one label I think says they own it more, and George Clinton says he owns it, and there's this whole legal thing. So they took them off streaming services, I think, in like 2012-ish era. So it's been gone for a while. Most of the YouTube comments, I don't know if you saw, on this album were like, it's a shame I can only listen to this album here and on vinyl, which is stupid. What are we doing? Anyways, which, you know, when we did the Eagles Hotel California, that's on streaming services, but I couldn't upload that to YouTube because they're so stringent about no one can play Eagles songs because they're arguing who owns the songs, and it's a whole argument thing. So most of the time, if you can't find shit on iTunes or on YouTube or whatever, it's because of legal issues, not because they don't want their shit out there, because I think they do. So George Clinton was the band leader. He was, you know, responsible for vocals, songwriter, producer. He was born July 22nd, 1941. He has been, since its inception of Parliament and Funkadelic, the driving force behind the P-Funk sound, having led the collective since forming the Parliaments as a doo-wop group in the late 50s. And I heard in an interview he talked about when he was doing doo-wop, they would all go into like each other's houses and do each other's hair to make it get like the doo-wop. I guess there was a patented doo-wop hairstyle. So they kept, but they didn't have money to do it. So they would just do each other's hair in the band and then go out there and try to make it. They did sign to Motown, and then they went across the street and signed to another label instead. So they liked working with multiple labels. They wanted to get a hit. And so they did. Anyways, the funk sound was a socially conscious lyrics, P-funk mythology developed primarily by Clinton and having especially influential later for R&B, hip-hop, and rock music, which is definitely true. So let's listen to a little bit of Funkadelic's One Nation Under a Groove. This song just starts. There's no build-in. There's no lead-up. We're just going. I'm going to say everything with a caveat, though, that I am just basing this off of the YouTube playlist. So if I'm missing a song, I don't think I am, but if they edited a song out early, I have no idea because this is just what I had to go with. So we're all in the same boat here. Let's start One Nation Under a Groove. So we're just starting. Let's get to the chorus. Let's get to the chorus. Here's a chance to dance our way out of our constriction. Let's go a little further. I can't really skip ahead. It's harder on YouTube. There we go. Dude, I've been having that in my head all week. So catchy. I like this song a lot. I think that my most times I get exposed to like funk music is when you go to somewhere like a 5K or something, and people are getting ready before the race, and there's this music playing. Like, I would feel like this would be this would be on. I'm not too familiar with funk music. But I really enjoyed it this week. I will say that the songs are long. Some songs didn't do it for me, but overall the vibe like this is just super like, yeah, summer vibes to me. This is a super just relaxing, you know, I'm at Balboa Park and at a picnic, whatever. I hear this like playing from another picnic and I'm like, all right, cool. You know, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting from this. Let's go to the next song, Groove Allegiance.
Time they asked me where was I going, you know. I said, well, you have to be reasonable. It's, you know, I've never been away from home before, and besides, I didn't.
Let's get ahead a little bit. Let's get ahead.
I think that Funkadelic is, you know, the nation. That,
they're explaining, you know, what Funkadelic is. Definitely has like reggae vibes, I feel here a little bit. It is something we should do, you know. Let me take your back on here. Let the funk cross the land. It's not hard. Now I've gone on record where longer songs sometimes don't do it for me, but I had no problem with the longer songs on the first side of this record. It's just relaxing. It's just a vibe. And I was feeling it. So Groove Allegiance is a good song. Now my favorite song is the next song, which is Who Says a Funk Band Can't Play Rock? This is definitely a rock song. And they said what separated the Funkadelic, they would write songs as a group, and how they would decide what would go to Parliament and what would go to Funkadelic was the guitar and how much guitar was used. And more guitar would be more on the Funkadelic side. And I guess this song would definitely fit on that because there's a lot of guitar in this. And it's definitely like more of a rock song. It's a sweet combo. I like it a lot. Here we go. Let's listen to Who Says a Funk Band Can't Play Rock? I mean, out the gate, this song fucking rules, right? Like, second one, it's like, oh, hell yeah. Like, it's instant to me. I feel like if I have a pool playlist that I just, you know, I'm not often at a pool, but if I'm, you know, swimming at my dad's pool or whatever, and I'm in charge of the music, I have a playlist ready to go for pool songs. And I'm going to add this one to that. This is a good pool playlist song. This is just, this song is dope. I love the idea of just, you know, who says a funk band can't play rock? And then it's a rocking song. That's dope. That is dope to me. So anyways, I loved this song. So on the album itself, if you got the vinyl, it was kind of a weird presentation. It was three songs on one side, three songs on the other side, and then there was a bonus 7-inch EP that came with it as well. So it's like two records, but one smaller. And that was when they had the song Maggot Brain Chant, which I think is a Parliament song. And then Lunch Meet a Phobia, Think It Ain't Legal Yet, and PE Squad / Doodoo Chasers on that one. It's 17 minutes long on that little EP. So weird. Okay, so let's listen to, now let's see if I could say this. Probably not, but let's try. When we get to side two, it is Promental Shit Backwash Psychosis Enema Squad The Doodoo Chasers. I did say it. This song is 11 minutes long. And I will be honest, I did not like this song. It is... The world is a cold free port. I feel like the music, I really do like it, actually. The background music, it's just him talking with the group of everyone else, repeating what he says, means nothing. I don't know what they're talking about, the mental diarrhea and the enema of your brain and your mouth and the... I mean, talking shit a mile a minute. But, like, even the girl singing, I like that. If they just got rid of the guys talking, I think the song would rule. But it's 11 minutes of this. You know? I'll say that Garrett and I, we drove up to, we went to Summer Games Fest up in LA this week, and I, on the way home, was like, hey, do you mind if I put the record I'm listening to for Record Club on? And he was fine with it. So we were listening to this together, and then when it got to this song, there's a couple times where he was going, ew, because they're just saying gross shit about feces. And if you got Garrett to say ew, you know it's fucked up. So, you know, I guess good on them for getting even Garrett shocked. But, yeah, I don't know. This song did not do it for me. I feel like side one of this album is great. Side two wasn't as strong to me. Which I think we've run into recently. Wasn't that, what was that? The one we just did? Maybe David Bowie. Anyways, let's go to the next one, Into You. I like this song. I like the deep voice. I don't know who's singing this one. I should find out. Let's see. Who sings Into You? Let's Google that. Well, this says Funkadelic, doesn't help me. Frankie Boyce. I can't get into something that would do this harm. I can't get into the drug addict principle. I like this song. 5 minutes long, and I like the deep, sexy voice. I'm feeling this song. Into You, I like. I like this song a lot. Next, let's go to Chali. Chali. We'll get there. We'll get there. 1 second. Let's skip ahead a little bit. So I think that this overall is a good song. It's not my favorite. It's okay. It's okay. You know, this is technically, I guess, the album closer. The other two songs are a little weird because they're live. Maggot Brain, which, dude, I haven't heard, like, I think there's an album called Maggot Brain. I haven't listened to that yet. Maybe it's in here. I'm not sure. But, man, everyone was talking about that. They say that this is, like, one of the best funk albums of all time. I guess that makes sense why it's on the list. But kind of universally what I thought was, like, Parliament was maybe more well-received than Funkadelic was. From the research I did. Maybe if you guys know funk, and maybe I'm incorrect here, but that's kind of the vibe I got. Let's go to Maggot Brain live, but it's live, you know, this is a bonus. I'm gonna skip ahead. This guitar work is sick though, right? Like, I like this a lot. This again. You haven't just seen this live? Damn, they can fucking play. Okay, let's go to Lunge Meat Phobia. This rocks pretty hard. I'm skipping ahead. Where's the lyrics? There it is. So, again, it's weird that they did the second little vinyl of these songs. But you know, so far both of the other they rock pretty hard. And then the last one, PE Squad / Doo Doo Chasers, which is the grossest name for a song. So it's more of this, right? So they kind of ended it with where they were before with that Doo Doo Chaser song. But it kind of is what I asked for, because it's just the music behind that song. Right? So maybe they got my note and like, hey, one day 50 years from now, Sean Chatfield's going to wish we did this without vocals, and they're going to give it to me. So they did that. Shouts out, Funkadelic. I appreciate you for that. Okay. Let's see what Rolling Stone has to say about Funkadelic. And here we go. George Clinton led two of the 1970s wildest bands. You know what's funny? This is a tangent. This is not part of Rolling Stone. I realize now if I would ever read these before, I would be live on camera. I probably would already, like, it's already a research. Like, I didn't know any of this. I had to learn this myself. It took me like a while to learn it, but I could have just read the fucking paragraph right here and I already had some. I feel like that's cheating, but that makes no sense. I should do this. What am I doing? Okay, try it again. Sorry. Funkadelic, George Clinton led two of the 1970s wildest bands, Funkadelic for rock guitars, there you go, Parliament for dance beats. But this album sums up his whole P-Funk empire. As Clinton spreads the gospel of mind-altering loose booty rhythms for the body and brain, One Nation Under a Groove is a call to arms, demanding the funk, the whole funk, and nothing but the funk. Another song asks, who says the funk band can't play rock? It's the same message Uncle Jam has always preached. Free your mind and your ass will follow. All right. What am I going to give Funkadelic? Well, I'm going to give this a 4. I liked it a lot. I will say that I'm taking off a point just for that one promental shit backwash psychosis. That didn't do it for me. And also, it was a pain in the ass to find and listen to this week. That sucked as well. So, not really all their fault, but still, a 4 is pretty good. 4 pieces of vinyl. I am looking forward to, if I get more Funkadelic or more Parliament or more George Clinton in general, I will not be upset. I enjoyed it. Okay. Whew. Now let's listen to a little bit of Prince again. We're back to Prince, baby. I think we're going to see a lot more Prince, honestly. But this is the song Little Red Corvette, which I don't know if we've covered yet. I don't think so. Here we go. Man, this reminds me of being a kid. Okay, so I like this song a lot. I think Little Corvette rules. Actually, what I was... this song came out in 1983, and I guess Prince got the idea for the song when he fell asleep in a band member, Lisa Coleman's 1964 pink Mercury Montclair Marauder. That's quite the car name. After an exhausting all-night record session, the lyrics came to him in bits and pieces during this and other cap naps. Eventually, he was able to finish the song without sleeping. So he was sleeping in a pink car and thought of the idea for a Little Red Corvette. Maybe he wished he was sleeping in a Little Red Corvette. I think this is a great song. This is on the same album as 1999. I think it's the B-side, maybe, to 1999. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's classic Prince. I mean, I don't know. I've learned to really enjoy Prince since I've started doing this show. So I'm into it. I like it. I'm going to give this song also 4 pieces of vinyl. Great song. This song has sold more than 900,000 copies in the United States. That's crazy. It's one of his biggest songs. I feel like, 1999 and Little Red Corvette both are like some of his biggest songs ever. Now I'm going to pick the next song, or the next album rather, but since Sawyer is here and she has never picked, she has asked to come on camera and pick. So I'm going to call for her right now. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Sawyer, you want to come pick? Okay, she's coming. I hear her. She's excited. They're playing Mario Kart upstairs. All right. Come on, Snoop. You can sit. Come on, Lennon. You want to come on too? Okay. You guys can sit right here. This mic isn't on though, so sorry. I should have thought about that ahead of time. All right, sit right here. All right, everyone, this is Sawyer. This is Lennon. She picked, what did you pick? Remember? I think it was Casey Musk. Casey, you did remember. This girl's memory is way, dude, Lennon's memory, she does not get from me. There's no remember off of her. She's great. Okay, pick one chip, Sawyer, and then tell everyone the number you got.
477.
That's a high one, Sawyer. Dang. All right, let's see what we got. I don't know. 477 is Moanin' in the Moonlight by Howlin' Wolf. We've had a Howlin' Wolf song before, but not the whole album. That's from 1959. I'm excited. Do you have that chip still? Thanks, honey. And let's find out the song. 400. Well, I'm listening to this whole album, and I listen to one song that's the best song of all time. Well, the 500 greatest songs of all time. So, 477, my girls, is The Go-Go's Our Lips Are Sealed from 1981. So, was that a good one? What?
The Go-Go's.
The Go-Go's. Was that funny? Why is that funny? Go ahead. You know, it just is. Okay. All right. Well, Lennon, here, you sit here. And I need you to say you need to end it. Can we see you? Here, I'll close this. There we go. Oh, and move the mic down. Sorry about that. Okay. Lennon, can you say goodnight?
Goodnight.
And then Sawyer, can you say thanks for subbing to Patreon? Say thanks for subbing to Patreon.
Thanks for subbing to Patreon.
We sure love you.
We sure love
you. And we'll see you next week.
And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye, everyone. And stop it. Stop it, Sawyer. Stop it.